In this interview, precision nutrition writer Susan Olding talks with our $25,000 winner, Andrew, about his experience with precision nutrition coaching.
And of course, the first thing I want to say, Andrew, is congratulations on winning the grand prize.
Thank you so much.
Did you feel recognized by your friends and family in a different way than before?
I think there definitely has been a change. I suppose it's gone a natural tendency sometimes for people to be a bit overprotective, and they see you losing weight and they get very concerned initially. They feel like you're doing yourself harm, and to a degree. And I had total confidence in the program, but that was the initial stage. And now they're actually seeing it all come together at the end, and that has obviously changed over the time. So now they're actually seeing the amazing benefits. And I'm just noticing, just in general, with people that I know, that acknowledgement. And people being attracted to you when you're looking so healthy, and you don't even have to say anything to people. They just come to you and want to see what you've been doing, and people at the gym just come up to me and say, wow, you're going well. You know, what are you doing? Can you tell me about it?
Oh, that's fantastic. You really had amazing results, so it's not surprising either. So let's talk a little bit about where you started. Let's go back to the beginning. What drew you to the precision nutrition coaching program in the first place? What did you want to change in your life?
So basically, I tried by myself. And I've got all this knowledge that I've gained from reading and just being an enthusiast in health and fitness, but not actually being able to translate that knowledge into results, I should say. But the other thing that really attracted me to the program was the integration of all the elements, because in my pursuit of knowledge, I can find out a bit about something, you know, a bit about diet, a bit about this, a bit about that, but actually having something that actually integrates everything in a holistic way and actually steps you through that process was extremely attractive.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. What I said afterwards was, it's an education in deep health, and it surprised me how profound that was.
The other thing that resonates with me is that it's actually getting in touch with your natural self. It's like the world out there is pumping you full of this stuff for their own means, for commercial purposes or some other end, not to your own benefit. And it's like it just filters out all that garbage and it just says, right, this, just listen to yourself, listen to your true signals and get in touch with yourself. And it will tell you, it will echo back to you the answer. You know, and then you're in tune with yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing that way. It really is, and typically people don't expect that aspect of the program to be that powerful, but it can be.
Yeah, I suppose we're trying to look for a shrink wrapped answer, and the actual answer is retained in yourself.
It's so true. Your coach, Jay Bond, says that you were really consistent and had a great attitude throughout, and also that you were really positive and helpful towards others throughout. That was one of the qualities that he most admired in you. And can you tell me a little bit about that? It sounds like sharing with others is very important to you.
I just think if somebody is willing to share their experience, I just am drawn to that. I just it just resonates with me. I can't not say something. I that's just the sort of, I'm not saying that to be, you know, to make a point or anything. I just, you know, if somebody puts out their, you know, posts on the forum that they're having some trouble with something or they're wanting to share their success, I'm just there just going, great, wow, that's amazing. keep doing it, or, you know, if you want to chat or you want to say something, I always, what do they say? You know, a problem shared is a problem halved, or, you know, I'm just drawn to it. And also I like to share success. I think it's a great thing. It doesn't cost anybody anything, and people seem to respond very well to it. And I feel very comfortable doing it. And I get benefit from it. And somebody else gets benefit from it. So, I've been brought up by teachers, I suppose. My mum's a teacher, always has been a teacher for many years. Well, she's now retired, but, and the people around me are like that. So, you know, my wife's like that. My mother-in-law's like that. My parents, my sister, you know, all my family's like that. So for me, it's just being what you do. And also, and I've got a context to do it now, because people are here to want to better themselves. They're trying to handle some difficult things within the program. You know, people go through those challenges, and I just think, well, if I can help them, and I feel like I can reach out to people, then that's great. I get something out of it. They get something out of it. The coaches are amazing, just fantastic. But it is up to the it is part of our shared responsibility to look after one another.
Yeah, the community aspect of it is fantastic. I couldn't agree more. I found that an incredibly powerful thing as well. And so you mentioned that there were some bumps in the road for you. Can you remember a specific one where you reached out to Jay, your coach, or to the other members of your team and got some help?
So yeah, really, I've had a really good year with my consistency on the program, but when I needed the help, that made all the difference, that I could reach out to Joe.
So what was it like to see such an amazing transformation happen in yourself?
A transformation in my...
Physically, like when did you really start to think, oh, this is actually working?
First week.
No kidding.
No, I dropped 3.4 kilos, and that was it. I thought, this is the stuff. One of the other major things that I haven't mentioned is that I have a hip impingement, and this is, and I've only recently found out, and say in the last couple of years about it. I kept doing, you know, because I'm really into exercise and everything, and I wanted to make sure my technique was perfect and everything, and I've employed coaches in the past to help me with my deadlifting and everything, and I was still getting pain in my lower back and my hips. So about 3 years ago, I was getting messed around by physios. I went to a sports physician, and he set me on some tests, and we found out, yeah, I did have a hip impingement. My hip bone and my, where it goes into my hip joint, it actually is like a musket. So the top part of my hip bone actually bangs against my hip joint if I bring my knee above my hip on both legs. So I have restrictions in what I can do. I was feeling amazing after doing the program, the actual physical training, which is, it's sort of funny, we have this in-joke with a couple of us, you know, it's a pretty good exercise program for a diet program. You know, it markets itself as a diet program, but you get this amazing workout program with it. Like, the workout program, to me, is the equal of the diet program. It's fantastic. When I tell people about it, how amazing I feel, and that I've been able, for the first time in my whole life, to be able to train for a whole year without hardly any, like, no pain. That is just a revelation. That, to me, is... I can't speak highly enough of it.
It's fabulous. Yeah. So You, when you started, you described the physique that you wanted. And as you said earlier, you put it in terms of that, in terms of physical terms, you know, lean, muscular, vascular, arms, et cetera. How does it feel to be that guy?
It feels pretty good. It feels very natural. It's like, if I want to do anything, I can just do it. Like, need to get to the train a little bit, skip along. Yeah, I can just do it. I can, yeah, it's basically, yeah, I feel very centered. And I feel very comfortable in my own skin. I think, it's great to be that guy. Yeah. I'm very comfortable. It fits very comfortably with me. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it does sound like it was a deeply integrative experience, bringing together much of, like, bringing together really your intellectual and your physical life.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to be anti-intellectual to be physical, but, you know, or vice versa. It's all there, and Dr. Barati's the same. It's like, you know, he's done it from what I've read, he's done every crazy thing you could ever do physically, you know, bodybuilding competitions and intermittent fasting and you name it, he's done it, you know, but he holds to very rigorous scientific approach and great method and all that stuff. Plus, it's got an ethical base. So you've got all the things. You have the ethics, the philosophy, and the physical. Perfect.
So what is one of the most important things that you learned over the course of the year?
Oh, it's got to be support. That's why it was number one on my list. Support and guidance. I look at myself and what happened over the year, or all of the previous, say, 16 years of, or whatever, 15 years or whatever I was doing by myself. And then I compared it to what I had when I had a support network and guidance. And there was no bit that was a revelation, but it ended up being in total that. Obviously, I'm a very self-driven person. I could come up with my own program. I could do this and do that. I'm not there waiting for somebody to help me. But even so, I just thought, man, I've got, you know what I said to Jay one time? I said, I love the fact that I can tap into the shared knowledge of 30,000 people that have done it before. It's like, that to me, that was the, that's the power. It's, yeah, I just thought, I'm plugging into that. And that gave me a lot of confidence. Plus I got the positive reinforcement of the benefit of that.
Yeah, and then it's very motivating. Once you see changes, you continue to work hard to get more of them. Absolutely. So I'm conscious of our time. You've been incredibly generous, Andrew, and I know that you have to get to work. But I do have one more question, and that is thinking about, you know, thinking back to where you were at the beginning of the program, and thinking of the other guys that you've met in the program. If you were talking to someone who's considering the program, somebody like you or like one of the other guys that you've met, what would you say to him? What advice would you give him, or what would you want him to know?
I would show them my pictures, and then say, I've been training for 15 years and look where I was, and now look where I am now. But I would also tell them that that it basically you can achieve amazing things with support. That's pretty amazing.
I know, it is pretty amazing. Well, on that note, Andrew, congratulations again. We had a really great crop of finalists, and you really stood out among them. So congratulations.
That's very touching. Yeah, that's amazing.
Thanks for listening to this talk. If you're curious to learn more about Andrew's journey or about precision nutrition coaching, please check us out on precisionnutrition.com. If you want to chat with someone directly, email at info@precisionnutrition.com.